Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that in being in tune with you, at home with you, in the Spirit, thank you. We are your workmanship for good works laid out there for our lives. So we commit this day to you, this word to you. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 3, verse 7 to 9 from the CEB translation. They should also have a good reputation with those outside the church so that they won't be embarrassed and fall into the devil's trap. In the same way, servants in the church should be dignified, not two-faced, heavy drinkers or greedy for money. They should hold on to the faith that has been revealed with a clear conscience.
Hallelujah. I love that very last verse, and that you must hold on to the faith that has been revealed from a clear conscience and with a clear conscience. And that is the beauty. That is the beauty of what has happened. I love it at the end of Romans 7, Paul cries out, and this is Paul under the law, verse Romans 7, verse 1 says, I write to those who know the law, and he cries out, who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? See, the body that brought the bad reputation, the heavy drinking, two-facedness, a lack of dignity, greedy for money, all the wrong things was a body. And what was that? It was a spirit at work in sons of disobedience. So praise God. So he cries out, who will set me free? And then he says, praise God for Jesus. And then we go into Romans 8, and there's the answer. And this is where we get a clear conscience from, because the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin and death. God's Spirit becomes united, one Spirit with our Spirit, and that's where, through the Spirit, we tap into the heart of God. We tap into the leadings of God. We tap into the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. So that's where all good things come. And staying aware of that and in tune with that is keeping a clear conscience, so that God can have his way in our lives, because we're no longer living for ourselves, but we're living for him who died for us and for the kingdom realities. So that's why it also goes on in Romans 8. It talks about the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are his children, and God's our Father, a good Father. So all truth coming from the Spirit puts that across. Any truth, any revelation, any answer, any word we're embracing is saying two things. You're a child of the living God, and the living God is your Father, and you at home in this heavenly family now. So that's a big reality of allowing, being aware of the new birth, and staying conscious of God and the new birth and the leadings of the Spirit. Sons are led by the Spirit. And so that's what it's about. Thank you, Lord, that we've been bought with a price, been brought into, restored back into the family. And I thank you, Father God, this day and every day is in your hands. And the good works laid out for us also comes from you. We are your workmanship, created for good works laid out there for us. So your will be done this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.